Hey, hey, hey. Crikey, that sounded corny AF. Welcome to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. What's it like living in a foreign land, raising kids in a culture foreign to you, navigating the complexities of a new culture with no help? I'm Yaira Tay Thompson, and I'll be sharing my world and experiences with you.
Hi, and welcome again to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. My name is Yaira Tay Thompson. This week, we're going to be talking about birth stories. A lot of mothers do not like to hear what another mother went through when they themselves are anticipating labor. I had mixed feelings about this. In my first pregnancy, I really did not want to know what anybody else went through. I was not about that life. I didn't want to hear how hard it was for you during labor, if your labor was 48 hours long. Like, all of that just scared me because I did not know what to expect. So I really did not want to hear anything about anybody else, and I went into it only knowing that I wanted to have a natural birth, no epidurals, no drugs, no nothing. In hindsight, I don't regret that, but it was quite an experience. I have never had a C-section before. I don't think I could. It scares me. I'm terrified of going under the knife. I'm terrified of being cut, and if I'm ever in a situation where I have to have surgery, please knock me out. General, please, not local. I cannot see you going into me when I am awake and only part of me is paralyzed, I guess. It's really scary. It's freaky. Kudos to all the C-section moms, because you're doing something that me as a natural mom could never ever do. I think that's harder than pushing a baby with no drugs. At least with no drugs, I'm saying, and I'm cussing my husband, and in the case of my first child, my mom, she was in the room and she was trying to be encouraging, but all I could think about was, shut up, you didn't go through this. And I mean, that's stupid, right? Because my mom had three children. And so, of course, she went through labor. But when I compare how I was feeling the day before I delivered and how she tells me about how she ran all of these errands and went to the market and went to the bank to deposit her slip and withdraw money and drove herself to the hospital to deliver me. And I was like in screaming pain and I could not drive myself to the hospital. My husband had to take me and I was cussing everybody in the room. Yeah, I guess pain and discomfort and labor is subjective, but I just felt like I drew the short stick with that one.
You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
But I noticed that every mom has a unique birth story and everybody has something that went right and something that went wrong. I'm always fascinated by people who look like they just sneezed and the baby came out. You ask, how was labor for you? How was childbirth? How long were you in labor? And they go like, oh, I don't know. It wasn't that long. It just took two pushes and he came out. And I'm like, two pushes? I went to the hospital at 7 something in the evening and he came out at 3:18 in the morning the next day. I mean, granted, it's not 24 hours or 48 hours, but when you are in that pain, it feels like you're pushing for a month, you know? And there's all of these things that they don't tell you about labor. They don't tell you about how, this is really graphic, but they don't tell you about how you could tear and need stitches. They don't tell you about how, you know, it hurts to pee months afterwards. They don't tell you anything, and nothing prepares you. Look, you can try doing Kegels for all 10 months of your pregnancy and you are still going to be in ridiculous pain. And not just for the first child. I mean, I was in hell with my second boy as well. At a point, he was halfway out and I was just like, nope, not pushing, no more, C-section, now. The midwife was like, but you're halfway there, you just need one more push, we can't have a C-section now. My husband is like, come on honey, just one more. I'm like, shut up, you don't know what this feels like. And I felt so bad for him, but on the other hand, he really does not know what it feels like. I mean, if I am in pain and I'm exhausted and my legs are shaking and it's not a good kind of shaking and I'm telling you I want a C-section now, I don't care if the baby's shoulder is out. I don't care if it's only the legs that are left and the little PP is already out. Give me my damn C-section. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I was in so much pain and so delirious that I had just given up. I was just like, oof, no, not gonna happen.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Immigrant Mother in Europe in the search box. Click.
And then you think that you've done it all. You know, you think that, oh, the baby's out. I can hear the baby crying. I'm done. And then comes after birth complications. And, oh, that's a topic for another day. But I'm interested. I'm at that point where this is my last pregnancy, and so I'm throwing caution to the wind, and I'm interested in birth stories. What is your birth story? What was it like for you? Use the comment section, send me an email, whatever. I really want to hear it. Hit me up on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter or on my website. I don't care. I just want you to flood me with your stories. I really, really want to hear it. This hasn't been an in-depth recording because I plan to record for my IGTV on this topic because it's really fascinating, you know, and I'm interested. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm curious, but I am curious. What was your birth story? Please share with me. I really want to know. And how everything went down, because ooh, Denmark is another kind of beast. it was easy. I don't think I could have survived if I was giving birth in Ghana, really, honestly, the way my births went, I think, and knowing the health system in Ghana. But I'm really curious and interested and fascinated for some reason. Morbid, I don't know why. But until we catch up again, it's Yara Tay Thompson, Immigrant Mother in Europe. Please subscribe to my podcast and just go into Google and type in Immigrant Mother in Europe and just click follow on every single social media website you see comes up with my name on it. Until next time, bye. So glad. Love makes me happy. Love makes me smile. I feel so lucky. Thank you for joining me this week on the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Make sure to visit www.immigrantmotherineurope.com and subscribe to the show anywhere you stream your podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode of the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. I'm Yaira Tay Thompson. I feel so lucky.